Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. And here's a little bit from the show today.
So Misty found this. A teacher has banned certain words and phrases from her classroom. And really it has to do with current young slang, I guess you could say. Is that the good way to put it?
Yes.
All right. Like, bra. It's no longer bro. It's bra.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
I don't know why that's taken off like it has.
I don't know why that has to be banned. Right.
Well, yeah. Why? I don't know what's wrong with that word. Misty, you got another one here.
Yeah. You ate that up.
I don't know what that means.
I don't. So usually if somebody, I've heard, man, you ate and left no crumbs when somebody does a great job or they top somebody at something. I don't.
So if someone does similarly, so if I encounter an employee today here at Family Life Radio, did a great job. You ate that up.
Yeah.
Or, but it could also be used like, say you get in a good dig at somebody. You ate and left no crumbs.
Wow.
So it's used a variety of ways from what I have. What I have
tone
gathered.
Of voice there
yes.
makes all the difference.
Yes.
Okay.
All
yeah.
right. My son brought one home.
What's that?
Yeah. What's that?
You know, I've heard the term W in the form of somebody got a win.
Yeah.
Like they got the W. And he started using it in all manner of like, wow, that hot dog was a W.
Okay.
Like it was so good it was a win, I guess.
All right. Yeah.
So kids are saying W now all the time.
Okay. Showing their appreciation for the hot dog, I guess.
Man. All right.
Are there terms you need help with? The interpretation of? What's going on in your house?
Or maybe you can help us with some of these.
Yeah, rattle off a couple more here.
Oh, man. How about just vibe? I don't even know what that means.
Like,
sounds fun.
I've heard of like when you go to a store that you like, no list to shop, just vibes.
Just vibes.
Yes.
Oh,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Sephora, just vibes. Yeah. Okay.
This whole conversation is giving older person because we don't understand anything.
This is called fogey vibes. That's what we got going on right now. Kenkel Fritz and friends with you. How about kicking off 2024 with a prayer journal? We've got one we'd love to give you. It's really cool. On each day at the top, there's a scripture that you can meditate on and study. And then there's a place for you to write down your thoughts, what you're trusting God for. So today's scripture, Micah 6:8, he has told you, O man, what is good? What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? And I was thinking about to love kindness.
Mm.
Does that mean that's something you can work on? That you love to give it out? Who doesn't love to experience it?
That's right.
I don't think you have to work on that part, but no. How do you love going out of your way to be kind?
Mm. Yeah,
I'll be intentional, right? That's our word.
Yeah, you have to kind of walk out the door going, I'm going to be kind today and look for ways to spread his kindness.
That's right.
Because the Bible says that they will know that we are Christians by our love.
Love, yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. I looked up a different translation and it was tackling the love mercy, which is, you know, obviously a similar phrase.
Yep.
And it said, God requires us as Christ followers to love mercy. And the emphasis continues to be on action, not thought, intentionality right there. We are not simply to show mercy to others, but to passionately love mercy, which is best defined as not getting what we deserve.
So mercy and kindness are a little bit synonyms there.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that someone doesn't deserve your mercy and you give it to them anyway?
Uh-huh. There you go.
You really want to jump on their foot, but no, not going to do that.
Yeah.
That's where the intentionality comes into place. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to cut you off, but I'm not going to. What do you think about this? We'd love to get one of your hands, by the way. We'd love to get your take on it. You can call the phone number, let you know what you think, too. But here's how you get that awesome prayer journal.
You know, and it's so cool because we can experience all of this together. When you give your best gift right now, we'll send you our encouraging prayer journal so God can begin writing your story of answered prayer in 2024. I love this, you guys, that we can be praying together. We can take these action points together. Just another way Family Life Radio is helping you and me experience hope in the new year.
But you only have till Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. So as long as you give your best gift by Wednesday, we'll get this in your hands. MyFLR.org. You can call 888-888-9976 or even give on the app.
Yeah, thanks for doing it, by the way.
Family Life Radio.
Love to get your take on this at 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. And that is what to do when somebody is going through something difficult. Somebody sent this and it said, when someone is broken, don't try to fix them. You can't. When someone is hurting, don't attempt to take away their pain. You can't do that. Instead, love them by walking beside them in the hurt, which is something you can do. Because sometimes what people need is simply to know they're not alone. And I agree with that. 100%.
I do too.
In fact, we have listeners that will call us, hey, this such and such, what do I say? I don't know that you need to know what to say all the time. Sometimes just being there.
And a lot of times the things you hear yourself saying, because I'm looking right back at myself, is just sort of ridiculous, for lack of a better phrase. You know, I think back of when I lost my sister and the things that people tried to help me out with. And I was like, you know, if you feel like you have to say something, what if you just said, tell me some more. What are you feeling right now? Rather than thinking you're going to be the Superman coming with just the perfect thing to say.
I think back to, like, you know, I deal with mental health problems and friends that have tried to come up with answers for me and tried to fix me. And I can't remember where I saw the quote, but I just thought, I was like, man, I do have friends that do this. And honestly, it means the most, where it says, when I couldn't get up off the floor, you just laid there beside me.
That's good.
People that'll do that for you.
Yeah, just being with somebody is the most important thing. You know, being a father of a daughter diagnosed with special needs, people have said the strangest things to me that might comfort me. And it's just like, no, just say, I love you. I care about you.
Yeah. There you go.
You're a good parent. Some people say that. But God gave this child to you specifically. I don't know if he did or not. I do know part of what happened to her is because of a doctor that we had that was a bad doctor. So all I can say is we love her, we care about her, and we try to do our best. But don't speak on behalf of God. That's, I think you get yourself in trouble there.
Exactly.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
You want to chime in? We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. You approach somebody who's not doing well. What do you say? What do you do? Somebody sent this thing saying, you know, someone is broken. Don't try to fix them because you can't. So what do you say? Lori is with this. What do you got?
The thing that gets me is when I'm crying and people say, are you okay? I'm obviously not okay. I'm crying. The thing that I want to encourage people to say is, will you be okay?
That's good.
Because I'm obviously not okay right this minute.
Right.
But I will be okay.
Yeah.
And like when my mom died, people are like, how are you? Everyone wants to hear you're fine. So be true to myself. I said, I'm falsely wonderful. Because they only heard the wonderful. They heard what they wanted to hear. People, they want to be compassionate. Are you okay? Well, obviously not, or you wouldn't be asking me this question.
I know.
Instead of the obvious question, which is really what's going on there, how can I help you? Or how can I pray for you? Or, you know.
Or I've always said, you know, with experiencing my sister passing away, don't ask me a question that I have to answer in the negative.
Oh, like, interesting.
Yeah. Are you feeling better? I mean, it's just like a double crushing feeling to say, no, not really. No, I'm not over it yet. You know, instead, you know, what are you feeling today? What are you going through? How can I pray for you?
Yeah.
Those things are so encouraging.
That's
Tell me something about your sister that, you know, you really enjoy thinking about. Same with your mom.
I love that.
I think people say stuff because they don't know exactly what to say.
Yeah.
They're just fumbling around.
They mean well. We understand that.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Got to give everybody a little bit of grace because, well, they mean well. Here's a fun name for a book for you. I'll be there, but I'll be wearing sweatpants.
That's me.
Amy Weatherly and Jess Johnson wrote that book, and they've got a new book out right now. It's a how-to guide for deepening your friendships and doing life together. So it's Here For It, The Good, The Bad, and The Queso. And we can all agree the queso is the good. So how do you step outside your comfort zone and make new friends?
Just make steps towards friendship in some capacity and don't overthink it. Don't think, well, I don't know if that group's going to have my future best friend. Like, there's something very powerful about just making a move towards what you know you need in some capacity. Because I feel like God takes that, and then even if you don't find your people in that group, you find this other open door over here and you're like, oh, okay. Like, just making movement towards friendship in some way, whether it's inviting someone from work just to get a coffee. Maybe it's so weird. Maybe it's so awkward. Don't worry. You don't ever have to do it again. But just making some step, stepping out of our busy life and taking any step forward. And I feel like then you'll see the next step. Then you'll see the next step. And don't get too worried about being awkward.
I get socially anxious. And one thing that I remind myself that I've learned, I'd rather be weird than rude. I'd rather be weird than lonely. I'd rather be weird than, I don't know, whatever your thing is. Weird's not the worst. I mean, so what? Someone thought I was weird, but I was kind to them. Yeah, I can live with that.
I think that's the problem, guys. We're afraid of being weird.
That's exactly it.
Well, how do you get over your, it's all right to be misconstrued a little bit, or I think that's the problem where I don't want someone to think this about me or that about me. And maybe we just need to get over that.
Yeah. A friendship built on not being authentic. I had to change because I couldn't figure out how to say the word. But you're not letting them get to know the real you anyway.
True.
And
so,
you know, they're just going to find out I'm weird later.
Well, we all have idiosyncrasies.
Yeah.
Right. And the people that I love, I find those idiosyncrasies entertaining and I like them.
Yeah.
It is. We're all so different, right? And so weird is eventually going to happen.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Family Life Radio, be weird.
In authenticity, that's what I was trying to say.
There you go, be authentic and weird.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
Kankel Fritz and friends with you, that 30-day challenge where you listen to nothing but Family Life Radio for 30 days straight, see if it doesn't make a difference. And who is this?
This is Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca, where are you calling from?
From Phoenix, Arizona. I started listening back in December and, you know, around the Christmas season because I saw a billboard and thought, oh, hey, I'm going to try this station and have just been super blessed ever since. You guys have been my number one morning show. I wake up and I take my kids to school. It kind of was a shift changer, a mood changer to get us going, get us started for the day. Every time when we get in the car in the morning now, he's just like, oh, Mom, you're listening to the Christian radio station. And I say, yeah, it's really good.
How fun is that?
It's just a good way to get us started in the morning, and we really enjoy it.
So you're saying that you didn't even know if Family Life Radio existed before you saw a billboard?
Did not. No. No, I had no idea.
That's awesome.
I love that.
I do too. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. And it was just happened to be on the freeway, and I was like, huh, let's check this out.
That is so great.
Fantastic.
Well, wonderful. Well, I'm glad the station is ministering to you.
Yes, we are enjoying it. I really appreciate you guys doing what you do and making sure that the word gets out, because it is been a blessing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, hey, we got some free music we'd love to give for you, and you're also in the running to win 4 tickets to a Christian concert of your choice.
Great. Thank you so much.
All from a billboard.
Yeah, right.
Yay.
You know, it sounds pretty good right around now. Some good news. Yep, it's time for that good news of the day, and we got to hear yours. 888-888-9976. Tina's with us. Tell us what happened.
I got good news. My son-in-law is alive.
What?
He was in an accident yesterday. Somebody hit his truck, and he rolled 8 times.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and oh, my goodness. The only part of that truck that wasn't smushed in is the driver's feet.
Wow.
Yeah, my daughter sent me the pictures, and even the guy where they went to get the pictures of the truck and get his stuff out, couldn't believe he was talking to him. He's like, I can't believe you survived this. He just has a few scratches from glass.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, praise God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I told my daughter this is why we pray every morning for their safety going to work. And God answers prayers because he had a guardian angel.
That is, sounds like
it. Wrapped around him. Yeah, I'm just, and I just can't believe it. Just God is good.
Great.
You're right. Moments like this do remind us of how vulnerable we are.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wonder if your son-in-law walks away from that, looking at life a little bit different now.
Yeah.
I would.
Me too.
Yes. Yes, I believe him and my daughter do, and life is good.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and thank you for all you guys do. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And hey, we want to hear your good news. Maybe you had a very similar situation where you were near death. Love to hear your story. 888-888-9976.
Are our mean streaks a mirror?
Oh.
So okay. I will tell you what I'm talking about, and maybe you can identify with this. I got into a conversation actually with Sally the other day, and I was talking about this.
Wait
part
a second,
of
Misty,
myself.
You were mean to Sally?
No, I was talking about something I do that I don't like about myself.
Okay.
Now, I want to preface this by saying 9 times out of 10, I don't realize that I'm doing this. It's a subconscious thing. I've done it since I was a kid. But when I find somebody to be needy in any way, they need recognition. They need validation. They need, like, it's constant. They just need this all the time. I will withhold it.
So you can sort of tell some people on Facebook or some people that are putting something out there to get something back. Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, yeah, that's a good example.
Okay.
Or like, and honestly, like, I've done it with friends. They just, you know, they're seeking something all the time, some sort of validation, some sort of compliment. And so part of me is a little bit annoyed. And I think part of me thinks that I'm actually helping. I've convinced myself that, like, well, I'm just not setting them up for a realistic interactions in the real world beyond this. I'm not going to be doing them any favors if I'm indulging this.
You're aiding in their
exactly in that
process.
Neediness.
Gotcha.
But here is the thing. And Sally was like, "Why do you think that is?" And I got to thinking about it. And if you were to ask my husband and my family and my very close friends if I am a needy person, they would say yes. So
that you're needing maybe the same things
exactly.
These other people are needing.
I'm withholding what the other person needs because I'm too stubborn to put out there that I need it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's like this weird backwards withholding of what I want, but I'm never in a million years going to show that I want or need.
Wow.
And I could kind of see that. So I just asked that leading question. Why do you think that is, Misty?
Yeah. And I don't guess I'd ever realize that was the motivation behind it. And I'm really hoping, I mean, this is a very ingrained habit for, you know, more than 4 decades now. So I'm really hoping that by recognizing that, thank you, Sally, for calling my attention to it, that maybe it will move me into a place of more empathy. And from then on, I can work on being a little kinder because it's not kind.
Do you think that you're not providing what others need because no one provided it for you?
No, that's the weird thing. I feel like, you know, those that are closest to me and love me and my family, like I've always been encouraged and
by them.
Yeah. So I don't really understand this tendency, but it's something that I want to work on.
Well, this just hit me. What if it's true? The Bible says, give, it will be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. If you're free flowing with your compliments, that maybe you'll get more of what you need.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe. Probably.
I'm just flinging mud at the wall here. I have no clue.
But I mean, like, I think that, and obviously, like, this is very specific to me, but I think sometimes if we look at the areas where we kind of feel a little harsh or react harshly, it's because there's some sort of insecurity that is about to be exposed and we don't want it to.
That could be.
Exactly.
Oh, you're onto something there. I don't know. Exactly. You want to chime in? Interesting thought. 888-888-9976. So Misty brought up an issue of, well, basically realizing what you need. When you see other people have the same needs that you have, it sort of repels you in a certain way.
Yeah.
In other words, people being needy for a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give it to them. Sorry. Because it looks too needy?
Can we go back to this is subconscious behavior? I'm usually not trying to be mean.
You're not thinking about it. It sounds
awful.
Yes,
it does. But it is awful. But yeah, there's something about it that just frustrates me, and I just withhold what they need in that moment.
Meg is with us. You got a take on this?
Well, it's kind of interesting. We were just talking about that at church on Sunday, and it's the sin in them speaks to the sin in us. And when we feel that sin in us, we're like, no. So we avoid it. And so the fact that we can see it in somebody else and recognize that it makes us feel super uncomfortable, that's like a trigger that we have something we need to work on. So it's just like Misty said, it brings something to light. And I just wanted to say, yep, that's right on target. I totally have been there.
Interesting. I think you're onto something. Not that we're talking necessarily about a sin.
I can't believe I'm this old and it was like a mind-blown moment. It is because I've wondered for the longest time, like when I catch myself doing it, I'm like, why? This is not nice at all. Like, why have I done this?
So is the converse true that if their behavior wasn't close to yours, it wouldn't bother you?
Yes, because people who do not need it, who don't need something all the time, I will readily give it to them. More often than I will somebody who needs it. But again, please hear that most of the time, this is not intentional. I'm not trying to be mean. It's this weird, more ingrained behavior. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
If it's like, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, I go, uh-uh.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're so glad that God does not do that with us.
No kidding.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I would be in trouble.
What if the Lord withheld everything that we needed?
Lord, I need some grace. Nope, not today.
No. Not feeling it.
Right.
You're too needy towards grace today.
Try again tomorrow.
That's right. Somebody sent this to us. Thought it was really good. Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Dr. Seuss!
Right?
Aww, I love that.
So what does that mean? Do we need to run around with our cameras, our phones, and capture every moment? I don't know.
No, I was thinking more like seize the moment. For instance, I had an opportunity to visit with my parents, but we only had a short time, so I was tempted to say, let's just skip it. But at the last minute, I said, hey, could you possibly get together with us? And I know it's short notice. They were so happy to show up, and we had such a wonderful time. And it was just a moment that I could have missed.
It's the making the most of what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that where we're getting at?
I wish this is a concept I could have grasped as a child. I'm thinking back to the instances where during the summer sometime my grandma would take me to the farmer's market and get the peas that have to be shelled. And then I would have to sit at the table and shell peas with her. And it made me so angry. And now I'm like, why did I not just sit and talk to my grandma and enjoy that time instead of focusing on the part of it I didn't like? Those could have been such precious memories. And I griped all the way through it. It was a moment I wish I could get back.
I think you're on the cusp of a saying there. Somehow, enjoy the moment instead of griping the whole
way
through it.
Exactly.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
What is bringing you joy? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Maria's with us. Tell us what's going on.
So I have a joy report.
Okay.
It's my birthday, my 36th birthday, and I am 8 weeks pregnant with a surprise fourth baby from God.
Wow.
That's wow. Cool.
Surprise!
Yeah, we thought we were done with our three, but no, we are pregnant with our fourth.
Wow. I think God just wanted an even-numbered family.
There you go.
Right? I think he does know that about me. I like even numbers.
Oh, see, there you go.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
What a gift for your birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. The best gift.
And so have you done the ultrasounds? Do you know what you're having yet or no?
Not yet. No, it's pretty early on, so we got a few more weeks before we find out. But I have a feeling it's a boy.
Now, what do you have so far?
I have two girls and my middle one is a boy, so.
Well, now you want to know, why do you think it's going to be a boy?
With all three of my kids, I kind of had a feeling right away what they were, and I was right, so.
Wow!
Nice. Huh.
I kind of have a feeling this is a boy, too, so.
I don't think I had a clue until we had the ultrasound. What was what?
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
But once you find out, you'll have to call back and let us know if you were right.
That's right.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Well, despite all this, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We should sing. No.
We should. No, we should.
No.
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday, dear Maria.
You're going to have a kid, too. Kankel Fritz and friends with you. Jim's life has been turned around. Partly to the 30-day challenge, but well, tell us what happened. What's going on?
I was blind, and I'm a veteran. I went to Iraq in 2009 for a year, got out, became an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And since 2011, I did not realize how bad of an alcoholic I was. I've had 6 seizures in the last 3.5 years from quitting cold turkey because my drink was, you know, the hard stuff.
Mm.
Been in the hospital, and it's been a battle. But I finally just said, thy will be done, not mine. I've been hearing that at church. I've been hearing that at my AA tables. And God bless both of those places. They're my family outside of my family. And I've always tried to do it my way, being strong-minded, the youngest in the family, a little stubborn, a little defiant. Last year, I didn't have a vehicle for a year, so I couldn't make no appointments, couldn't go to church, couldn't do anything, and I was too stubborn to ask for rides because I felt like a burden to people. I felt like I was a problem to people. And I wasn't letting that love of God enter my heart because I was too afraid of asking for help.
So what made it change? Did you finally ask for help, or what was the turning point?
The last time I went to the hospital, and I thought I was dying from alcohol, and I just started saying the Lord's Prayer over and over, and I haven't had a drink since the 11th. I've been doing nothing but service work. I shoveled a lady's driveway the other day from church and just praying, thy will be done, not mine. And I, you know, I fixed her light bulb. I hung up a clock for her. I shoveled all of her snow. I delivered 2 food boxes to her from the food pantry, and I've been taking a buddy from AA to and from work. I've always wanted a big miracle. And now I'm just grateful, praying, God, thank you for putting this in my way to help these people out, because it's helping me out.
It's interesting. Helping other people out helped him out.
Yeah.
How fascinating is that?
Sort of like God planned it that
way. Yeah, exactly. No kidding. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.